Remembering Letterman with one of his guys. Hi, this is John Montone. Join me for an intimate chat with late show announcer Alan Coulter. So this is it. You're going to think that I live on another planet. I have never seen the Letterman show. What have I missed? And you can 15 seconds, because that's the length of our usual actuality. I mean, what is it that I've missed?
Really nothing. Nothing. No.
What is it about the show that speaks to so many people?
I think, well, it's Dave. Dave is one of a kind. He does what you do, John. He's a listener and a quick wit and a quick mind. So he's listening. He's asking the questions all of us want to know the answers to. And at the same time, he's thinking funny. So there's going to be something in there where he's going to deliver the right line at the right time that's going to make us laugh.
And I should explain the reason I've almost never seen the show. It's because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know you do.
And
you've heard of these VCRs.
And I was going to say, the last time I knew how to work one of those
I could
things,
teach you that. It was a VCR. I have a lot of time.
But I've gone back, of course, on YouTube, and I've watched quite a few clips. But over the years, and I know it's impossible to, what is the greatest guest? What is the greatest moment? But forget about that. Just a couple of things, if you could riff and think of things that went on that are never going to go on again.
I can tell you what I'm going to miss, and that tells you what's never going to go on again. Paul Schaefer with the CBS Orchestra is phenomenal, and people at home don't hear it or see it the way they should. People in our audience who leave, 461 people every day, leave saying, oh my God, that music, those musicians, that's phenomenal. So you know Dave, but you don't know the music, and I'll miss the music, and I'll miss Dave. The family is great. The Biff Henderson and Pat Farmer and Harold Larkin and so many people that are part of a family for me for the last 20 years, for some people, 33 years. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss them. The one thing we're leaving with is not the set or pieces of the set. It's the email addresses, the contact information, because these are people, all of us, we don't want to lose touch with the other people in our family.
Mm-hmm. How much of his material does Dave get on his ride in listening to 1010 Wins?
He gets a lot from you. The problem with listening to you, John Montone, over all these years is because it's a quick ride. You have to speed up your delivery. If you spoke faster, he would know a lot more before he got
on
the air.
He would steal a lot more.
He would steal a lot.
Borrow.
I'm telling you, the voices in this industry that I've come across, you really stand out, because when you say, this is John Montone, there's a pride in there and an elegance and a talent that no one else could match. And I got to give you credit for that. I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that.
I heard you talking about Tom Hanks.
Yes.
I'm maybe more interested in moments. Mm. Something happened that you'll be out in your Lamborghini riding around or something, or on a horse, and it's just going to strike you, and you're going to, oh my God, remember that.
Felicia Collins doing a soul song. Felicia. Will Lee doing any voice he wants to do. Anything to sing that song. Sid McGuinness on guitar, one of the greatest of all time. Anton Figg is a drummer. I mean, the music is phenomenal. I'll miss laughing every single afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30. And I think we all know what it's like to spend a day where things go wrong and people get hurt in your life. And you figure, I'm never going to be able to carry on after this. At least today, don't make me work. At 4:30, I smile and I laugh regardless. At 5:30, you can bring me back to reality. But give me that 4:30 to 5:30. I'll miss that.
Truly a pleasure doing this show.
True pleasure. Every single day for 20 years. A true pleasure. And my wife, Peggy's my biggest fan, and my kids are my fans. And they take such pleasure in the pleasure that I have because I'm a totally different person because of Late Show with David Letterman. If not for that, oh my God, I mean, the whip would come out. I'd start screaming the way that inner instinct tells me to do, and I'd be a very unpleasant creature.
I've seen some of the rants recently as I've studied up for this. How do you keep a straight face?
I don't know. inside, I'm going crazy. Inside, I'm laughing. Yeah,
you're angry. You're crazed, yeah. And yet you wouldn't know it.
You want to hear something that most people don't know? When I rant against Dave and I call him names, sometimes we'll do it in rehearsal, and then I'll get a note. The card has been changed. The cue card has been changed. Dave is putting in these words, which I can't say on the radio, because the others were too mild. Call him this. Call him that. I say, well, who's telling me to do that? Dave wrote that. Yeah.
Forget about, you know, where he stands in television history. Who is the guy?
Who is the guy?
Who is Dave?
Dave is a very complex human being, a perfectionist, a funny man. He's every man. He's the person who wants to find out things so that he can figure this is a better way that I can live in the world, knowing rather than not knowing. His guests show that. He wants the people on that are on the air with him. He's a nice person, but a complex person. And I guess the two can go hand in hand. He's a fantastic boss. Mm-hmm. And he sets the chemistry that we've all lived by for these years.
Would you say you love him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
I love him because he's given me 20 years of my life laughing, smiling, and enjoying what I'm doing. That's a good reason to love somebody. It's been a gift, a blessing, and I wouldn't be there without him. Who knows what else I might be doing?
I always wonder, because I don't have the capacity to study a great deal before I interview someone. Mm-hmm. So I caught up with you, you know, because of YouTube and everything. You can do that these days pretty quickly, but I don't do big. Is he the type of guy who studies his desk, his guests? He wants detail, or is he a guy who comes in and likes to wing it?
Wing it.
Yeah.
Mostly wing it, but wing it with an education. He sees a film before he talks to someone about the film. He reads a book before he talks to an author, but then again, he selects the author. This is someone, I've read the book, I want that person on the show. That's a lot of stuff that he's got to get into his head before he interviews somebody. He's very, very knowledgeable, and he's very, very smart. However, John Montone comes on his show, you're being asked before the show by a producer, what would you like to talk about? What do you think Dave would really appreciate talking about? And you tell him, here are the two or three things I'd like to say. You're told then, we're going to put that in front of Dave, but anywhere he wants to go, be prepared for it. And what will Dave do? He will ask what the rest of us in the country and the world want to ask, regardless of whether you want it asked. That's great television.
And you can punch me after I ask this question, but the top 10 list of why we're going to miss Dave.
The top 10 list of why we're going to miss Dave.
He's going to be walking out of here, this son of a...
No, I'll tell you. There are many more than 10 reasons. We're basically going to miss Dave. We are all going to miss Dave, not me as the announcer. We're all going to miss Dave because there's no one like him as a thinker, as a comedian, as a producer, an executive producer of a show that does everything in 40-something minutes and goes to so many different angles to get it. The comedy that's on the show, the seriousness that's on the show. Dave has been the voice of New York and America for so many years. And who do we look for when something goes wrong in this country? Not just 9/11, but anything that's going wrong with the environment, with terrorism, whatever. Who's the man we can trust? It's David Letterman. And he might take a half show or a whole show and completely throw it out the window in order to say the words we've all heard so many times before. I've been thinking, and I'd just like to let you know what's on my mind.
And four or five words, single words, that would describe him best.
Intellect, entertainment, humor, heart. Fifth word, two words, great boss.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure here, too. Right. Leave this on for just a minute. I just want to tell you one thing that you're not going to use in newsworthy-wise.
Sure.
When I started on WHN Radio, when I started in radio, and this started way before, I was in college working for Strauss Broadcasting at a station upstate New York.
Oh, not WMCA, because I worked there.
Yeah. WGVA was owned by Strauss. Uh-huh. It was near my college, Hobart and William Smith. And they gave me the one of the things that I did there was go out and anybody that comes into town, whether it be a lawyer or a presidential candidate, whomever, you're going to interview them on the station. And I would go out and I'd ask the questions. And I realized you have to think in order to get the right statement from the right person. And I came to New York City and I was told, go out on the street and get some man on the street interviews. And I realized everybody in the street at 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning is rushing. This is New York City. They're rushing. How do you stop the person who's rushing when you have a mic in your hand that looks like either a mic or a gun? You block them. You learn the dance. And I learned the dance. Took me a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, where my foot was going to go, where the eye contact had to be, where the arm was, so that anybody that was rushing towards me, I knew I could stop and ask the question, what do you think about this happening in the news today? Have you learned that dance? Do you do that dance?
My technique is to put the non-mic hand on the shoulder to slow them down.
It's beautiful.
Get them talking and make them feel comfortable.
Beautiful.
You know, we have such a great advantage, though, because of our mic block, in that people know me before and know us before, you know, and then so they're naturally, their inclination is usually to slow down.
Yeah, and then eye contact.
Yes,
right?
But you're right. Sometimes you got to.
Well, I've admired your work over the years.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.